Let's raise up our two hands to the Lord and shout a louder hallelujah. Amen. As we close our eyes, let's raise our two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear. Sing it with all your heart. Sing with faith in your heart, believing God that He's going to touch you here tonight. The louder you sing the song, the better. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Do something new in my life.
Loser man, loser man, loser man, loser man. Jesus is the winner man.
Jesus is the winner man. Jesus is the winner man. Jesus is the winner man. A winner man all the time.
Beloved, we are here tonight for a special visitation of the Almighty.
Amen.
Both in the personal lives of those that are here and in this institution.
Amen.
There is going to be a new wave.
Amen.
Of the power of God.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Right there where you are, I want you to pay close attention to the few things we're going to do here tonight. Because these few minutes will change your destiny forever. But before we do any other thing, all eyes closed. As an urgent assignment the Lord asked me to do immediately before we go on, before it becomes too late. If you are that person and you are in this meeting tonight and you feel as if somebody has taken your brain away, as if the whole of your brain system is now empty, as if nothing is working there, please, before we just go on, before the enemy concludes your agenda, find a way to the altar here so that we can pray with you before we go on. Because you feel as if somebody just took your brain out. You are here. You know what I'm talking about. Just find a way to this altar. Be on your knees. Let's quickly deal with that before the enemy concludes anything for you. All of us, we close our eyes. And we're going to raise up our voices like fire and like thunder. Especially those of us at the frontier. Say this after me loud and clear. Every agenda
of the enemy
to waste my life,
die
in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every agenda of the enemy to waste my life, die. Masikaya Bosopiari Katena. There's the power of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, lay your hands upon this head. Let every good thing the enemy has siphoned from this head be returned right now. Let the hand of fire come upon that head. And let your brain be restored. Let your memory be restored. In the name of Jesus. Let that be silence now. I can see an operation taking place. The power of God is going from head to head. Particularly those of you at the frontier. Yes. That's the fire. It's burning in the head. That's the fire. That's the fire. It's burning in the head. That's right. That's right. The evil hand that has been laid on your head, let that evil hand be dashed to pieces. Those of you at the front, shake that head vigorously now. Shake your head vigorously. Shake it. That's right. Shake it. That's right. Shake it. Aha. Yes. Every operation of marine powers upon the head be broken now.
Lord, lay your hands upon these children. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. May go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for this evening. We praise your holy name for bringing us here. What a mighty God we serve. We thank you for what you did here on Tuesday, on Wednesday, and what you have been doing here today, and what you are going to do here today. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, minister to us by your power. Amen. Lay your hands upon your people. Amen. And by the time we finish from here, let your glory fill our lives. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Shout a loud hallelujah. I'd like you to shake hands with at least 4 persons. So you are welcome here in Jesus' name. Jesus is going to bless you tonight. Welcome in Jesus' name. Now look for somebody you are not familiar with. Introduce yourself to the person. And say the person, you are blessed in Jesus' name. But you are blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now turn to your friend. Say, my friend, every obstacle on your way to greatness this year. Every obstacle on your way to greatness shall die. In the name of Jesus. Say to your friend, turn to another person. Turn to another person. Say the same thing. Turn to another person and say the same thing. Shout a loud hallelujah. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Amen. Now, I'd like you to listen very carefully to the few words I want to say here. This message is for so many of us gathered here tonight. I believe you are not here by chance. God brought you here for a purpose. And I believe that that purpose will be fulfilled in Jesus' name. The words I want to speak now and the ministration that will follow is targeted towards one thing. And that's what I call the battle against the wasters. The battle against the wasters. The battle against the wasters. In Nahum chapter 2 verse 2. If you can't see your Bible, don't worry. I'll read it from here. Nahum is in the Old Testament. Nahum chapter 2. Verse 2. For the Lord hath turned away the excellency of Jacob as the excellency of Israel. Why? For the emptiers have emptied them out and marred their vine branches. There is a power known as the emptier. They wait for you to fill up what you want to fill up, and then they empty the person. It is a waster. If you go to the book of Isaiah chapter 54, verse 16. Isaiah 54, verse 16 says, behold, I've created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and I bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and have created the waster to destroy. There is a power known as the waster. And the purpose of that power is to waste. To be quite honest with you, if you ask me for one single demon troubling Nigeria, I will say it is this one. Wasters. Talents are being wasted. Lives are being wasted. Opportunities are being wasted. Money is being wasted. Many things are being wasted. The agenda of the waster is a terrible one. And many people are being caged by it. Now in Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. Revelation 12, 12 says, therefore rejoice ye heaven and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. Why? For the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. The devil is now fighting a last desperate battle. And you know, when a man becomes desperate, desperation introduces some extra energy. It's like a man who is sinking in the water and is getting desperate to go out. His desperation will introduce extra energy. The devil is working overtime now, and he has changed his gear to number 5. And things are happening at such a terrible rate that may be unbelievable to you. I've not been in this country for a while, but I was somewhere in Europe, and I phoned somebody in Nigeria. Immediately the phone rang, the person took the phone, and the first thing the person said was, blood of Jesus! I said, madam, any problem? I said, is that you, Gio? I said, yes. I said, but why did you scream? Sir, he said, they are using phone to kill people here now. That was the first, instead of, when I said hello, instead of hello, what I had was, blood of Jesus. There is a rage of the wasters going on. If you allow yourself to be wasted, they will gladly do it. Many people have been sent to higher institutions to better their lives, to improve their destiny, and to move forward in life. But instead of them to get facilities, power, knowledge to move them forward, they have come in to be wasted. And let me be honest with you. There are students in the campuses who are not students. There are agents of darkness pretending to be students living amongst you. Their agenda is to destroy. Their agenda is to capture people, spoil their lives, make sure they don't achieve what they want to achieve, and they get destroyed. In the early 70s, many churches started in Nigeria. Many of these churches, they teach people all kinds of things. They teach them how to name something and claim it and possess it. But they didn't teach them about their foundation. They didn't teach them that every man has a battle to fight. They didn't teach them that since God himself has enemy, you will have enemies. Because the Bible says, let God arise and let all his enemies scatter. So if God has enemies, who are you? They say you don't have. In fact, for you to stand up and say you don't have an enemy means that you're an idiot of unimaginable magnitude. So for you to say, well, I don't have any enemy, nobody is troubling me, I don't need to pray against any power troubling me. What you are saying is that the devil has given you a red card to depart from the field of play. That you are no longer a threat to the enemy. But immediately you begin to live your life the way God wants you to live it, immediately you begin to move the way God wants you to move it, there will be a rage against you. And some people say, I don't know why they are fighting me. I haven't done anything wrong. You don't have to do anything wrong. Immediately you are doing the right things and you are pursuing your destiny, there will be rage against your life. There is something called envious witchcraft. You don't have to do anything. Just out of pure, simple envy, the enemy will be after you. I want you to understand that your coming here tonight has a purpose. There is a rage of the wasters these days, and it's wasting so many, including young lives. We went to one campus for a crusade. And after the crusade, some people got born again. One fellow was at that crusade, a young boy of 19, I was ministering. He was sitting at the front holding a padlock. He was just locking padlock as I was talking. I was trying to lock my voice. So he locked, 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 locked. I continued talking. After finishing, I said, Mr. Ma, you can see that that thing you are locking has no power. You want to surrender your life to Jesus? He did. He now came for prayers. As we started praying for him, I noticed that he was busy pulling away his trousers. He was busy attacking the trousers with aggression. And it was almost going to, we're holding him, it was almost going to hurt those who were holding him because he was tearing away at the trousers. Eventually I said, let him open the trousers. By the time he opened his trousers, beloved, I'm not telling you stories, I don't tell stories. By the time he opened his trouser, by the time we look at his manhood, his penis, on top of that penis was the head of a serpent. It wasn't an ordinary head of manhood again. There was a serpent with a tiny little tongue twitching there. We were looking at it, he was looking at it. We started praying again. The more we prayed, the more he screamed. Until we anointed that thing, that the thing became normal again. And I said, come. How many girls have you slept with in the campus? He said, well, as of as of 2 weeks ago, I put it at an estimate of 27. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now tell me, a lady has been sent to the campus to go and better her life, but now she's sleeping with a serpent. She will leave the campus and her life will be upside down. Upside down. Eventually, there are many churches now. When you go there on Sunday, all they do is to dance and display their clothes. You dress anyhow, you are welcome. Right. Those people, they are still coming to pray. It may not be now. Just like we said in the 70s, that those people are still coming to pray. They didn't believe us. They are busy praying now. Because the enemy has just moved in and has caused a lot of things. Many lives are being wasted. Wasted completely. And many things are being spoiled by the enemy. A waste is worse than a loss. Because loss, well, it's gone. But this one, you already had it, but somebody wasted it. What does it mean to waste? To waste means to render desolate. To waste means to put something to poor use. To waste means to render something profitless. You could have a certificate in your hand, but you could have the certificate wasted even before you got it. So it's already profitless. Find out, so many people have certificates that they cannot work with. To waste means to lie unused. To waste means to make something worthless. To waste means to convert something to refuse. To waste is to reject. Reject the thing. To waste means to apply a useful thing to a useless purpose. And just using the life of the person in a useless manner. To waste means to squander. To waste means to damage senselessly. Some years back, I got a strange letter. I was in England at that time. I got a strange letter from a prison yard. And that's my first time at a prison yard. So I went to visit the person that wrote me. I was surprised to see so many Nigerians in jail. And these are not uneducated Nigerians. Doctors, dentists, lawyers, all of them in jail. What did this one do? This one carried drugs. What did that one do? That one did this. What did that one do? It's fraud. What did this one? This one is a prostitute. What did this one do? All in foreign jails. And we so much spoiled our reputation overseas that sometimes when you even get there and say, I'm a pastor, I say, Pastor, come on, they will search you to your pants. The other time I was going to minister in one of our churches in America, and somebody stopped me. The immigration officer stopped me and said, what do you want to come and do? I said, I'm a pastor. I'm coming to minister in our churches. And he said, you're a pastor? I said, okay, if you're a pastor, read John 3:16. That shows you the level to which things have gone. To waste means to consume something thoughtlessly. No thinking at all. You consume the thing without any thought at all. To waste means to squander. Squander the thing. To waste means to dispose something as useless. To render something unemployed. To render it useless. There are many things that people waste in life. But if you must waste everything, that is a particular thing you cannot waste. If you waste that one, it's a serious trouble. You can waste your time. They say a great fools waste money, but greatest fool waste time. You can waste your time. You can waste your money. A lot of people waste their money every day. You can waste your family. You can waste your opportunities. You can waste your talent. You can waste your health. You can waste your abilities. You can waste your property. You can even waste your anointing, if you like. Well, there's one thing you must not waste. You must not waste your life and your destiny. If you waste those two things, you are finished completely. It would have been better if the person was not born. There are five major wasters. The first waster is you. You can decide to waste your life. You can decide to waste your life. At least you know that something is bad. You know it's not good for you. But for some reason, you keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. So you are the one responsible. You are the architect of your own destruction. You could waste yourself. And a lot of people are doing that every day. Wasting themselves. Wasting themselves. Many years back, they brought a boy to us, 1994. He went to a party. At the party, he met a girl called Funke. He never met this girl before, but very beautiful girl. They were together, they drank, they ate, they committed immorality, they did all kinds of things. And after at the end of the party, around 2 a.m., he escorted this girl home. And he said, by tomorrow, 11 o'clock, I'll come and collect you again. They both agreed. By next day, 11 o'clock, this brother was by the house, knocking the door. He met the first woman and said, madam, I would like to see Funke. The woman said, can you repeat what you said? So I said, I want to see Funke. I said, Funke. So she called other women. Say, hey, women in the house, come. There's somebody here is asking for Funke. The boy didn't know what was going on. But all the women came and said, you saw Funke? He said, yes. When? He said, last night. At where? A party. He said, describe her. He described her. I said, yes, that's Funke. And I said, young man, go and look after yourself. Funke died 3 years ago. It was from that place he fell ill. And they brought him for prayers. Beloved, there are strange beings amongst us. If you are the best player in a football team, you know what they do is that they will mark you. They mark you. They may have three defenders who will follow you about. If you move here, they bring you down. Move there, they bring you down. That means it's a marked man. If you have a colorful destiny, you are a marked man. You have a colorful destiny, you are a marked woman. So they've marked you. So once they've marked you, they'll be looking for a way to derail you. To derail you. Many women who will have been a blessing to our generation, to our to the church of God, to life in general, to the whole world, the enemy marked them. And by the time they are 15, 16, 17, 18, they will sleep with their enemy and get pregnant. And that spoils everything. Some will not sleep with their enemies, but they will abort. And immediately you abort, the blood of the baby cries against you every day in heaven. And once you abort, frustration begins to follow you about. until you repent, do deliverance, and cut it off, and you stop that kind of activity. A marked person. Once you have been marked, you can be sure the whole of hellfire will be pursue you here and there and see where to catch you. But if you remain straight with the Lord, you cannot be caught. So you can decide, like that boy, to waste yourself. I was at a campus crusade years and years back. You know, campus people are funny people, university students. Wonderful praise worship, powerful singing. And as they handed the microphone over to me, all of a sudden there was a prophecy somewhere at the back. The prophecy said, there is one boy here, there is one brother here, and there is one sister here. They have just finished committing fornication, and they are headed inside this crusade now. If they don't come so that my son who wants to minister tonight can pray for them, they will die within 7 days. Hey. There was perfect silence. If you drop a pin, you could hear. All the heat just went down. It was as if they poured cold water on everybody. I was embarrassed too. But while eyes were closed, I saw a brother crawling to the front. And I saw another sister crawling after him. So it was true. They came. I was surprised. And I said, brother, what happened? Then what that university boy said shocked me. He said, I was forced. They forced me to eat. I said, they forced you. Are you saying you were raped? A man telling me he was forced. But that's not the end of the story. It's not the end of the story. But by the time I now began to pray for them, and I saw what had gone wrong. That sister was a marked sister. A sister who was meant to be a prophetess unto the Most High. They pushed this enemy to her to pollute her. And I don't think she recovered from that. You can waste yourself. Number two, your enemy can waste you. And that is happening every day. Enemies wasting people. Wasting them, wasting them, wasting them. While we were in the secondary school, we had a very brilliant student in our class. He was so brilliant, we used to call him Lai Wuwe. Lai Wuwe means without looking at the book. Lai Wuwe was so bright that in mathematics class, anytime the teacher was working something on the blackboard, I said, what is the logarithm of so-and-so? We turn to him and say, Lai Wuwe, and he will read it as 0.8973 this. And as the teacher continued, and what's the cosine and the tangent? Lie away. He had memorized the four-figure table. When school certificate was school certificate, Lie away had 7 A's. He went for A-levels, 4 A's. And instantly, he did this Cambridge Oxford A-level 2, 4 A's, 4 straight A's. He won a scholarship abroad. The day that Lai Wewe was going to the airport to go and do his course, the family called a party. They celebrated. They rejoiced. But on their way to the airport, this junior sister of Lai Wewe bent to his ears and said, brother, let me tell you something. Take one between your study abroad and your life. Like we thought maybe it was because they served too much beer at the send-off party and the girl was drunk. He traveled. Again, when he got to England, he had all the white boys beaten, hands down. And again, first class. 5 days to the graduation ceremony. Like we went to the swimming pool. He was an excellent swimmer, no doubt. Excellent swimmer. He went to this diving board, that thing they used to bounce upon before they dive down. Lai Wewe had been swimming for years. He was the best swimmer even in the school. He won prizes. Only God knew what happened that day. Like we will dive from the diving board and he missed the waters. And he smashed his head on hard concrete. The head of Laiwo went to one direction, his brain fell off and came to another direction. Laiwo was brought home dead. They put the brain in the cellophane bag, brought him back home. When they brought him to the airport, it was this junior sister rolling on the floor and crying, you the wicked that have done this, blah, 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 blah. Years later, I think it was 3 years ago, I saw this junior sister at our prayer city giving testimony. She had surrendered her life to Jesus. She was the one that killed the brother. But she's now born again. And the mystery of our faith is that God will forgive her. So, life away has been wasted, that brain. But the person who wasted life away is around now, saying, I'm born again. Close your eyes.
Any power
that wants to waste my life,
die
in the name of Jesus. It is important for you to pray. Why is he coming back to pray that prayer very well? So you can waste yourself. The enemy can waste you. Three, your friends can waste you. Many of us have unfriendly friends who teach us bad things. And some people will not be in the terrible state they are now if they didn't listen to some funny lecture from their friends. Funny lecture from their friends. A girl came to me crying the other time. Say, my friend said that my breasts are too small. I said, and so what? Say, it says because I'm a virgin. I said, and so what? Say, they say, if I disvirgin myself and I begin to sleep with men, the breasts will become large. I'm getting embarrassed. These breasts are too small. Say, friend, giving the lecture. So I said, no! Don't listen to them. Don't listen. He said, but they're laughing at me, sir. They're laughing at me. The next time I saw her, she was in no mood to laugh then because she already had HIV. No mood to laugh. Her friends had advised her so that in order to balloon her breast, she should start sleeping with men. So she started and took the wrong one. And that's it. She's not fighting for large breasts now. She's fighting for her life. So your friends can waste you. Any friend that you have that is not adding to your life, leave them. If you have a friend who is subtracting from you instead of adding to you, leave them. You cannot score 100% in mathematics by moving with a friend who scores zero. When you move with the wise, you become wise. You move with the foolish, you become foolish. It's simple. And they say, show me your friends. Tell you the kind of person you are. They did some research in England a long time ago about very bright students. They found that many of the bright students don't have too many friends. And many of those first class people, they look like introverts. They hardly don't talk to anybody. They just talk to their books. So it's one thing for you to waste yourself. It's another thing for the enemy to waste you. It's another thing for your friends to waste you. Number four, the devil can waste you. The Bible says, the devil walketh about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Why does the devil have to walk about seeking whom he may devour? Because the devil knows he cannot devour everybody. So he has to seek for those that he can devour. And I tell you, he finds them easily to devour people. He just finishes them off and does that. Devours them and you don't see them anymore. When I was doing my PhD, we went abroad as poor students. Very poor students. We didn't have too much money. But I was a brother, Ezekiel. Ezekiel came to the hostel one day and he was rejoicing. And he said, hey, my days of suffering are over. I said, what happened? He said, don't worry, just watch me. Very soon, Ezekiel had a car. With the car, where will you get money to buy a car? So Ezekiel had a car. Ezekiel was changing his suits, changing his dress, changing everything. I wonder, oh, what has happened to Ezekiel? We didn't know that Ezekiel, who was already married in Nigeria, saw a white girl in a pub, in a bar. And he told the white girl he was not married. And the white girl began to sponsor his education right from that moment. The one day, the wife of Ezekiel wrote a letter from and waited for Ezekiel to come and said, excuse me, you told me you are not married. Who wrote this letter? Ezekiel said, no, you know, our culture is different from your culture. See, where I come from, when a woman likes you, they write this kind of letter. It's a love letter. The white woman was not convinced. She took the letter and gave it to another Nigerian. I said, if somebody, you are a Nigerian, if somebody writes this kind of letter to you, what does it mean? Ah, the Nigerian said, it means the person is married at home. So the white lady got a gun, shot Ezekiel dead, PhD student in economics, and then shot herself. She killed Ezekiel and killed herself. That's all. The devil wasted Ezekiel. Then, number five, God himself can waste you. God wasted Sodom and Gomorrah. When he spoke to them, he didn't want to hear. So he wasted them. So many people in the Bible, God just wasted them because what he created them for, they didn't do it, and they were becoming a liability to the Almighty. So he said, let them be wasted. And that's it. They wasted. Jonah was almost wasted. If you're a good reader of the Bible, God said, go to Nineveh. He said, no, I go to Tarshish. Okay. If not for the prayer, he started praying inside the fish. And the dry fast, the first dry fast that he had, it would have been wasted. I pray that you will not be wasted in Jesus' name. Amen. Many people in the Bible who should have been useful were wasted. Many are being wasted now. But when the spirit of wastage steps in, there's some small, small signs you can use to know whether it's already operating in your life. This which is where we are going before we start praying now. If you begin to find yourself eating in the dream, the waster is at work. Because that food you are eating is poison. And it will create spiritual and physical weakness for you. If you find that anytime you see a woman, your body will be shaking. Body will be shaking, shaking, shaking. And the laboratory of your heart is filled with lust. The waster is already at work. Unless you do something very quickly. If you have made yourself a dustbin for collecting alcohol, the wastage is around. Because alcohol will waste you. Smoking drugs are serious wastage. Completely, the person will be completely wasted. And I pray that you will not be wasted in Jesus' name. I think we're at 1993. A woman brought her son to me. This son has been in America for 18 years, I think. But he didn't achieve anything. So the mother forced him to come home for prayers. So the mother brought him to me. Say, yes, can I help you? Say, yes, man of God, nothing is working in America.
Nothing is working in America. I say, yes, okay. How about schooling? Say, it's not working. Work, not working. Nothing is working. You married? No, that is not working as well. Okay. Okay, let us pray. Immediately I closed my eyes and I want to start praying, the Lord said, no, don't pray for this man. Ask him to go and bring a list of all the women he had slept with in America. So I said, okay, Mr. Man, we're not praying now. Go and bring a list of all the women you have slept with. You have covenants to break with each of them. Bring the list here. Then we'll start from there. Say, is that what you require? I say, yes, okay. I see you tomorrow. And he went off. Now, if you're a wayward man, that is, you're really, really wayward, then maybe when you come with a piece of paper containing three or four names. By the way, if you are not married, you have slept with three men, and you are not married, you have slept with all those kind of people, you need deliverance. Serious one. If you have gone beyond three, you need overhauling. Because the Bible says, every sin we commit without our body. But that one, you commit with your body. And the Lord says that anything that has to do with fornication and adultery, the Lord said, he will personally supervise the punishment. It's not the devil now who will supervise. It's God himself. Because you are spoiling his temple, you are polluting it. He will personally supervise your punishment. And they say, God's case, no appeal. If it's the devil troubling you, you can call a pastor and say, I bind in Jesus' name, leave them alone, and they will flee. But if it's God troubling your life, God have mercy on you. Amen. By the time this American guy will come on the second day, he came with a higher education notebook. So when he brought the notebook, I thought, well, this man is new in Nigeria. Maybe he didn't want to buy a piece of paper. That's why he brought it. But then, the whole book was filled up. And he gave it to me. I said, Pastor, those are the ones that I could remember. So I said, hey. Are you saying nothing is working in America? Nothing will work. Nothing will work. For that man, the wastage is already at work. If you notice unexplainable hatred, find that people don't just like you, no favor, the wastage is at work. You hate long prayer. Ah, there's wastage at work. There's something in you that doesn't like praying. You prefer to sing, to dance, to listen to music than to pray. There's something inside of you that hates prayer. And you must deal with it. If you have been having suicidal feelings, like taking your own life, is the wastage. If you find that even as old as you are, you don't understand why you are still bedwetting, wastage. If you find that objects are moving about in your body, and you don't know what they are, you go to the hospital, they can't see anything moving about. It is the wasting spirit. It's already moving about. If you find that sometimes you sleep and you are being pressed down, and you have to call Jesus, 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 or you can't call anything until you wake up, the wasters are at work. If you find that before you achieve anything good, you have to struggle and fight and fight and fight, what you will get, what others will get, the kind of certificate others will get effortlessly, you have to struggle and sweat, the waster is at work. You find yourself swimming in the dream, wasters are at work. You find yourself with dead relatives in the dream, wasters are at work. You find yourself having sex in the dream, terrible wasters are at work. Because it means they're giving you a spirit husband or they're giving you a spirit wife, and there will be trouble later. You find yourself being pursued in the dream, wasters are at work. You find that you're always sick, especially when examinations is close, wasters at work. Academic stagnancy, wasters at work. You find yourself, you're always going from one accident to the other, the wasters at work. You find that anywhere you go, they will accuse you wrongly. Wasters at work. You find that your daddy is a polygamist. And you are the only person in that family that is in another institution. Wasters at work already. Or you are the only son and your mother is the last wife. Wasters at work. When you find that everything, all your inputs, all your efforts fail to get you success, wasters at work. You're always losing your money, losing good things, and you're gradually being dispossessed. Wasters at work. The earlier you understand what I'm saying now, the better for you. Because it may be too late for you to understand things. And when it's too late for you to understand, and you start doing the wrong thing, the right thing at the wrong time, then you get into a very serious mess. I spent some part of my youth in a place called Akure. Right there in the marketplace in Akure, there is a madman there. We call not understand. If you go to the marketplace and say, Lion of Judah, they taught us mathematics today, I don't understand. And immediately this madman hears what you have said. His madness clears off. He will now tell you, is it trigonometry? Is it algebra? Is it arithmetic? Is it geometry? And if you tell him the one that you did, the madman will, with his finger on the soil, he will explain it to you in a way that will make your teacher look foolish, stupid. If they teach you history and you don't understand, you go to the Lion of Judah at the marketplace and say, my Lion of Judah, they taught us history today. I don't understand. We say, is it world history? Is it African history? Is it European history? When you mention it, the way you explain it, your teacher will look stupid. And once Lion of Judah grabs the mouth organ, he can play any music on the mouth organ. Lion of Judah. It was from the mouth of Lion of Judah I first of all add two expressions. These two expressions. Lion of Judah does not talk about Christianity. He doesn't talk about Islam. If instead of him to say Islam, he will say Arabization. Instead of him to say Christianity, he will say Jewinization. Well, from his mouth, madman. I heard those things. But the same Lion of Judah now, if you give him a plate of rice, he will pour the rice down in the sand. He will lick this stew at the bottom of the plate. He will pack the rice with stones back into the plate and he will begin to eat. Here you find the brain of a professor wasted in the marketplace. So the earlier you know these things, the better. And if you say, I see lifetime, I'm still young, I want to enjoy myself, please, I beg you, pay a visit to the mortuary. If you pay a visit to the mortuary, by the time they bring out 100 dead people, you can hardly find two with gray hair. Hardly. Find two with gray hair. A lot of young people are dying like house flies. Including pastors. Dying like house flies. In fact, to be quite honest with you, the number of pastors having HIV is increasing now. This is the blunt truth. So you make up your mind what you want to do. You say, how can I deliver myself from the wasters? That's why Jesus came. That's why he came, so that we will not be wasted. So you need to ask yourself a question today. Serious question. And the answer you give to that question will speak a lot for how you are going to pray now. If you lack knowledge of your purpose in life, you are living a wasted life. If your life is an experiment, you are trying this, you are trying that, you are trying that, it's a wasted life. If you are operating below God's maximum for your life, it's a wasted life. If you are losing unrepeatable opportunities, life is being wasted. If you are blinded from knowing the secret of success, life is being wasted. If you die before your time, life is being wasted. If you allow heaven to transfer your assignment, your life has been wasted. If you allow heaven to replace you with stone, life is wasted. If you allow yourself to be used by the devil to test new weapons, your life is being wasted. If you sell off your virtue on the altar of sex, life is being wasted. Many sisters need to sit down and find out how they lost their virginity, because you have formed a covenant with whoever did it. And you need to pray some prayers so that the Lord can set you free. If you are pursuing the wrong profession, you are wasting your life. If you are being bombarded by all kinds of evil thoughts, life is being wasted. Jesus came into the world, and the life of Jesus can be divided into three parts. His birth, when he was born. When Jesus was born, only a handful of shepherds witnessed it. The birth of Jesus, which sliced our calendar into two, had more animal witnesses than human beings. Angels came and glory came down. The Bible did not even record the names of the shepherds who were there. It was a quiet affair. The death of Jesus, his birth, his death. The death of Jesus, when Jesus died, angels stayed away. They stayed away that day. God the Father himself turned his back away. They ridiculed the Son of God on the cross and said, he trusted in God, let him deliver him if he trusted in him. They made fun of him. They said, you are delivering others, come down from the cross. Large crowds watched the trial, the verdict, and the crucifixion, and the death. Unlike the birth, when he was born, very few people, just angels and a few shepherds. But when he was going to die, a lot of people witnessed it. They were there at the trial. They were there all the time. His disciples ran away. One even abandoned his clothes and ran away naked. And all kinds of things happened that time. Many people were there. His resurrection, that's the third part of his life. Only a couple of witnesses and Roman guards were there. Of these three events, the most surprising miracle is not the birth of Jesus. For celestial beings go in and out of the earth. We see celestial beings all the time. Jacob wrestled with an angel. Abraham talked to a visitor from heaven. So celestial beings do come to the earth. So that's not the miracle. It is not the most surprising miracle. It's not the resurrection. For if you read your Bible, quite a few human beings have been resurrected before in the Bible. E.g., Lazarus. But the day the Son of God himself died on planet Earth, nothing like that had happened before or will happen again. Nothing like that has happened before or will happen again. That day, nature himself went into convulsion. There was darkness at unusual hours. The ground shook. The tombs cracked open. The sky went black. The day death died, satanic powers were completely defeated. Why did Jesus go through all this? So that you and I will not waste our lives. When I finished from the University of Lagos many years back, and by the grace of God, I came out with the first class. So immediately I came out with the first class, I had this troublesome uncle who was always harassing my life. And you see, you are the first person in our family to make first class. Don't allow them to kill you. There are many witches. Let me fortify you. I will help you so you can become strong. I was already born again that time. He worried my life so much. Every day was coming to cry. And he don't die. And I said, okay, I'll follow you. So I followed him. He took me to one baba like that at Akoka there. We entered into the house, there were cobwebs all over the place. The man had no chair. His only furniture was his bed that he was sitting upon. And he sat there, he had his hand heavily bandaged. I don't know what happened to his hand. He was eating yams, boiled yam with palm oil and salt. As I sat before this man looking at him, I said, this is the man that wants to fortify me. So I started praying. So, oh God, send my uncle out of this place so that I can talk to this man. God answered the prayer. My uncle said, hey, where is your toilet? The man said at the back. Immediately my uncle went out. I said, Mr. Man, look at me straight in the eye. He said, you're a foolish man.
You want to fortify me. Ordinary eggs you cannot buy to fry and put on your yam. Using palm oil to eat yam in this place. And look at your roof, cobwebs. Look at you, Nokia, nothing. See, you're a foolish man. You better stop deceiving yourself and surrender your life to Jesus. Before I finished, my uncle came in. I kept quiet. So immediately my uncle sat and the man said, take this boy away from me. He's too stubborn. Our juju will not work. Take him away from me. But that you can laugh because they did that before me. I was able to reject it. But there are many of us here that our parents go to strange places on our behalf. Your fathers in the village may go to the idol every morning and say, well, I'm here to offer sacrifice on behalf of my child in school in Lagos. And you don't know anything. You don't know that somebody is handing you over to some evil powers every day. And those powers are wasting powers. What do you do today? You need to surrender your life to Jesus. That's the first thing. I'm not asking whether you go to church or you don't go to church. No, you need a personal encounter with Jesus. The second thing you need to do is that you need to repent from every known sin. And the third thing you need to do is you need to wage war against these wasters. Tonight, the power of God is here to set his people free. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. This is not the night of this sin in my life that will prevent me from being blessed tonight. Forgive me. Amen. Now, we want to pray some prayers. The prayers will be 7 in number. But some of those prayers may have part 1, part 2, part 3. But they're going to be 7 in number. Let me tell you what will begin to happen immediately we begin to pray now. Number 1. There are some who have been caged a long time, the cage will be broken. Yeah. Number 2, there are many sisters here whose virtue is presently under the waters. As you pray these prayers, the virtues will be released. Number 3, there are some people here that the enemy has completely blinded from seeing the greatness of their lives. You are a great person, but you never saw it. As you pray this prayer, the Lord will open your eyes. Number 4, there are some people, all their lives, they have always been either below or average. But the prayers we're going to pray tonight will move them from that position upwards. So that they too will be regarded amongst the great ones. As we pray this prayer, if I mention your case and ask you to come forward, don't be shy. Find your way forward because like blind Bartimaeus, if blind Bartimaeus did not shout that day, he would have died a blind man. Because Jesus never passed through that place again. He was on his way to the cross to die. So if he had kept quiet, that's it. And you know Jesus was just passing. Jesus did not go to blind Bartimaeus. Jesus was just going his way. But it was the man that attracted the attention of Jesus. So don't joke with the opportunity you have here tonight. If you pray at this meeting tonight and your voice goes away and you receive your breakthrough, you have made a good bargain. But if you become a gentleman, a gentlewoman, while the Bible says the violent take it by force, and the enemy is able to go away with a victory, it will be very, very sad. Very, very sad. Very sad. The Lord is bringing the picture of a sister to me now. That sister, you are presently going about with a married man whose wife is a witch. You're going about with a married man and the wife of that man is a witch. The wife has located you in the spirit. And if you do not take some urgent action here tonight, you may not last this month. It's a serious matter. So if you are the lady, just report yourself to any usher close to you so they can bring you forward for prayers. Before we go further, you are moving about with a married man now. The wife of that man is a witch and she's already programming death into your life. If you are the person, just talk to any usher close to you who will bring you here for prayers. I want you to say this loud and clear, louder than anyone around you. This is not the time to joke. This is the time to cry to the heavenlies. This is the time to insist that you must fulfill your destiny. Every power of my Father's house that is challenging my life, your time is up. Can I hear you saying this loud and clear? I'm sure you can all do better than this. Yes, that's the power of God. That's the power of God. Mastika poya boshentera bokoraba. Spirit of the living God. Move. Aha. Aha. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. That's right. Deliverance is taking place now on the lives of persons here who have been manipulated by witchcraft powers. That's right. Be released. Be released completely. Amen. If you are in this meeting tonight and you know that your problem is what is known as spirit husband, spirit wife, you're always having these sexual dreams, always, and you like the Lord to deliver you, just find your way to the altar here and be on your knees. As you are coming forward, those who want to be delivered from that kind of bondage, everybody will shout this loud and clear. Every power that wants to waste my life, what are you waiting for? Can I hear you shouting loud and clear? Die! In the name of Jesus. Mastika poya bo shentera bo kola baraba. Ribo soponde kera bo shentera bo kola ba. Aha. Aha, aha, believe. from the grip of the spirit husband. Be released, 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 be released. Uh-huh. Somebody on that brother over there. Yes. Masika poya bo shentera bo kolaba. Aha, 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 aha. Be released, be released. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. That's right. I pull off the wedding rings of the spirit husband and whatsoever the spirit husband has deposited into your body right now, push them out. That's right. Let's push them out. The plantation of spirit wife, spirit husband, push them out, push them out, push them out, push them out. That's right. Yes. That's right. The hand of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that spirit husband is broken. The operation is still going on. Something is being taken out from the womb of somebody here. Something has been taken out from the breast. Something has been taken out from the stomach. Yes. As the fire of God is going from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Yes, that's the fire. That's the fire. That's the fire. That's the fire. Yes, be released from the grip of the enemy. Lord, I commit these your children unto your holy hands. I command every yoke of spirit of and spirit husband to be broken in the name of Jesus. As from today, you will not see this oppression anymore. The fire of God will roast to ashes. Every power troubling your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May go back to your seat rejoicing now. May go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lay your hands on your head now. This is a very serious prayer. Because your head is a symbol of your destiny. And a symbol of your glory. Every embargo of my glory. Your time is up. Can you say this loud and clear? Die! In the name of Jesus. Embargo of my glory. Let the embargo be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes. If you know you have been having terrible dreams, just lay your hands on your face now and make sure it covers your eyes if you have been having terrible dreams. Right there where you are, the power of God is going to come upon you and the yoke of that evil dream shall be broken. That's right. That's the power of God. It's going from person to person. Yes. The witchcraft powers and the powers of the oppressor that have caged you for years. Right away, you are. They are releasing you now. Just believe. 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 In the name of Jesus. Every power from the waters that has been troubling anyone here, as from now on, be delivered from their grief. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are 10 persons here tonight, and the enemy has planted some materials in your body. But there is an angel of God by your side, pulling off those evil plantations. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you right there where you are. That's number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. That's right. Yes. Number eight. That's enough is enough. You have suffered for too long. That's right. Number nine. And that's number 10. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. As you pray this next prayer, if you are here in this meeting and you know sometimes when you wake up, you find scratches all over your body. Now, you don't know where those scratches are coming from. Just find a way to the altar too and be on your knees. You wake up and find scratches all over your body. Just find a way to the altar here and be on your knees. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Every witchcraft power,
every witchcraft power,
I stand against my destiny. Can you say this loud and clear? Make it louder than anyone around you. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Destroy the powers tonight, 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 tonight.